Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
News Nation's Tel Aviv correspondent Robert Sherman. It's afternoon there in Israel, where you are now, Robert. Is it quiet? Are you hearing any explosions at the moment?
It's as quiet as it's been since we've been here, but that still includes the hum of military helicopters flying by. Every now and then you hear the sound of fighter jets rumbling overhead as they make their way down to Gaza, and you could still hear those booms in the distance of bombs falling on the Gaza Strip and the Iron Dome picking missiles off in the distance here. It feels as though every day is a new reality here in Israel. Yesterday we were in and out of bomb shelters, even up here in Tel Aviv. Today we're all just kind of waking up to the reality of just how gruesome the carnage has been here in Israel. The Israeli Defense Force allowing more journalists into some of these kibbutzes down in southern Israel. And you see these images, such as a children's bed that is blood-soaked, unexploded grenades in the middle of people's living rooms and dens, bodies strewn all over the place, children's bodies butchered. It's pretty unbelievable. And you talk to the people of Israel here, every one of them is circulating photos and videos of what has happened here, and they're throwing their phones in your face and saying, look at this. Look at what has happened here. We can never let this happen again. This, what one person put it best to me, they said, it feels like a whole nation is crying right now. And it certainly feels that way standing on the ground here.
You hear that line, we never want this to happen again, and it's horrifying because you start thinking about the Holocaust. As you know very well, Robert, Israel is facing a huge military challenge weighing that ground assault in Gaza. Is it just a question of when, not if, they do that?
I never want to speculate on anything, but I got to tell you, I mean, it looks as though all signs are pointing to it. I mean, you've seen 300,000 reservist soldiers called up. That's the most in the whole country's history. I mean, you see all these tanks and all this artillery and all this apparatus heading south. Seeing power cut off, and there's only a couple more hours of power left in Gaza before it's dark. Food supplies, fuel supplies are being severed as well. I mean, it certainly looks like all signs are pointing to this right now. And I think that it's really important what you pointed out here, the difficult task that is ahead. I mean, we've all grown up in the United States knowing that the Israeli military is one of the strongest and best trained in the entire world. Imagine trying to invade Manhattan. That's really what is ahead for this military force if they do go into Gaza City. It is dense. There are people living on top of one another. There are tight streets and corridors everywhere. I mean, this is, if the Israeli Defense Force goes into Gaza City, a lot of life is going to be lost on both sides.
You know, you think about the hostages, but then as far as what Hamas must be thinking, don't they realize that if they were to kill those hostages, then the Israelis go in there and they could obliterate the area without any concern for hostages?
What it seems is that an important element here is the retaliation, you know, of if Israel were to go into Gaza and the Gaza Strip, what would that retaliation look like? Everyone here in Israel, you know, anticipates, well, Hamas is going to try and hit back with everything they have. Fine. But now you see missiles being fired from southern Lebanon, and there's the prospect of Hezbollah getting involved in all of this, not just other individual actors. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad took responsibility for an attack in northern Israel the other day. You've also seen missiles fired from areas in Syria. They don't know exactly from who. They don't know if it was state-sponsored or if it was, again, individual actors or terrorist groups. But missiles have come from Syria as well. Where else could this come from? Could Iran get involved in all of this? Mm-hmm. Could another, could the entire Middle Eastern region be engulfed and turned upside down here? When you talk to Israelis, that's what has them most concerned, is there is this real tipping point here right now. But more than that, people here feel like there is no choice. You know, they talk about what has happened here. This is their 9/11. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the day of reckoning, the day of infamy in Israel's history. They say they have to. There has to be a response, and there has to be retribution in what has happened here. And one woman who I talked to said it is possible that the whole region gets thrown into all of this, and she said, so be it. You know, this is the watershed moment. People are talking about this time right now as the moment in Israel's history, and the coming days are going to be very telling as to what will happen.
No doubt. News Nation's Robert Sherman in Tel Aviv. Appreciate the reporting, Robert. Be safe there.
Thank you.